Let's go to David now, listening in Westminster, California. Hi, David. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. I wanted to ask you if people that don't believe in God can still go to heaven?
Well, we can say it this way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He's really, really clear that salvation comes from him. He also says that unless you repent, you too will also perish. Now, what he means by that, he doesn't mean that you're going to die in a mortal sense. I mean, we will all die eventually, but he's referring to the eternal death of being separated from God forever in hell. So he makes it really clear in passages like that, that if you don't repent, you are not going to go to heaven. He says, no one can enter the kingdom of heaven without being born from above. He says this in John chapter 3 when he's talking to Nicodemus. Unless you are born of water and the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. This is one of the reasons that we say that baptism is necessary for salvation. So if you were to accumulate, David, all these different things that Jesus says, it forms the answer to your question, and that is no. If somebody rejects the idea of God, if somebody, by doing so, rejects God's forgiveness, so if he doesn't even believe that God exists, how can he accept forgiveness from something he doesn't believe exists? How can he accept forgiveness when he doesn't believe there's even really an afterlife? A denial of God, a denial of any kind of supernatural realm includes the idea that this is really just a meaningless universe. You didn't come from anywhere. You're not going anywhere. And when you take your dirt nap at the end of your life, that's it. You're done. It's over. There's no more you to go to heaven or hell because those things don't exist anyway. So no, somebody who says, I don't believe these things and I'm not going to accept them, that person will die in his sins and not go to heaven. Now, there is a little asterisk I want to put on this. This is the way it's explained to us by Christ himself. But keep in mind that God, being sovereign, meaning that he can do whatever he wants, he is free to give salvation to whomever he wishes. And so the church also says, in addition to what I just pointed out, that there are those who, through no fault of their own, maybe they were brainwashed, maybe they lived at a time where there was no way to know about Jesus, or any of a number of other reasons why they might not know. The church also says that there are people who will be in heaven, not in spite of, or not because of their not being a Catholic, but in spite of it. But for these people, whoever they may be, God, who is sovereign, can give them sanctifying grace so that they can be in heaven. How he does it, we don't know. We do know that the norm, though, is belief in Jesus, following him, being baptized, and that's the route that Jesus mapped out for us to go to heaven. So I guess that's, in short form, that's the best answer I can give you quickly. Does that make sense, David?
Yeah, it does.
All right. Well, I'm glad I could help. How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
Right on. So that means you're in about fourth grade, I would guess, right?
Yeah. God bless you.
Thank you. He just has.
For more of the Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.